DCSE French Speaking Podcast, Participating in Conversations. Intro 1 minute. Sound of gentle, upbeat intro music that fades after 5 seconds.
Bonjour, bonjour et bienvenue.
Welcome to the GCSE French Speaking Study Guide Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important parts of your exam, participating in conversations and discussions. This is where you get to show the examiner what you can really do with the French you've learned. It's not about reciting memorized lines. It's about genuine, spontaneous interaction. In this episode, we'll break down exactly what the WJA examiners are looking for, how to build your answers for top marks, and how to avoid those common slip-ups. By the end of our 10 minutes, you'll feel much more confident about having a natural conversation in French. Allons-y! Core concepts, 5 minutes. Host. So what's the secret to a top band performance in the speaking exam? It boils down to 3 things. Spontaneity, structure, and sophistication. First, spontaneity. The examiner wants to have a real conversation with you, not listen to a pre-learned monologue. This means you need to listen carefully to the question and respond to that specific question. If they ask you about your last holiday, don't launch into a speech about your ideal holiday. Marks are awarded for genuine interaction. A great way to show this is by using repair strategies if you don't understand. Simply saying, "Pardon," or "Pouvez-vous répéter, s'il vous plaît?" shows you are engaged in the conversation and trying to understand. It's much better than just guessing. Second, structure. This is where our magic formula comes in, tense opinion justification. For any question that asks for more than a yes or no, you should aim to include these 3 elements. Tense. Show the examiner you can manipulate time frames. Listen to the tense they use. If they ask, "Qu'est-ce que tu as fait le week-end dernier?" start your answer in the perfect tense. "Le week-end dernier, j'ai joué au foot." Then you can expand to the present or future. For example, "Normalement, je joue tous les samedis, et le week-end prochain, je vais regarder un match." This immediately shows the examiner you are comfortable moving between past, present, and future. Don't just state facts, give your opinion. Use phrases like, "À mon avis, je pense que," or "selon moi." For instance, after saying you played football, add, "À mon avis, c'était très amusant." Dump the justification. This is the key to accessing the higher marks. Always explain why you have that opinion. Use connecting words like "parce que," "car," or "étant donné que." So, to complete our example, "À mon avis, c'était très amusant parce que j'adore les sports d'équipe." Putting it all together, "Le week-end dernier, j'ai joué au foot. À mon avis, c'était très amusant parce que j'adore les sports d'équipe." That is a high-scoring, well-structured answer. Finally, sophistication. To get into that top band for vocabulary and structures, you need to use more complex language. This doesn't have to be complicated. Try using phrases like "avant-dit," followed by an infinitive, for example, "avant de sortir, j'ai fait mes devoirs." "Before going out, I did my homework." Or "après avoir" with a past participle. "Après avoir mangé, j'ai regardé la télé." "After having eaten, I watched TV." Another great one is a "si" clause, a conditional sentence. "Si j'avais le choix, je voudrais habiter en France." If I had the choice, I would like to live in France. Sprinkling just a few of these into your conversation will really impress the examiner. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Host. Now for some quick-fire exam tips. First, pronunciation is crucial. For WJE, they are listening for things like silent final consonants, the D in grand is silent, and liaison, where you link a final consonant to a vowel at the start of the next word, like in les enfants. Also avoid franglais. A very common mistake is saying "je suis chaud" for "I am hot." This actually means you are sexually aroused. The correct phrase is "j'ai chaud." Remember to use the correct French idioms. Another tip, prepare some bridge phrases. These are fantastic for buying you a little thinking time without breaking the flow of French. Phrases like "en ce qui me concerne," as far as I'm concerned, or "d'un autre côté," on the other hand, sound impressive and give you a moment to structure your thoughts. And the biggest mistake to avoid? Treating the conversation like a monologue. Remember to interact. You can even ask the examiner a question back like, "Et vous?" This shows great confidence and conversational skill. Quick fire recall, quiz 1 minute. Host. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question. You pause the podcast and say your answer out loud. Ready? 1. What are the 3 parts of the magic formula for a structured answer?
Pause.
Answer. Tense, opinion, and justification. 2. How do you correctly say I am hot in French?
Pause.
Okay, so. All right, so.
So.
3. Give me an example of a repair strategy.
Pause.
Answer.
Pardon?
Or.
Pouvez-vous répéter?
4.
What is the term for linking the last letter of one word to the first vowel of the next?
Pause.
Answer. Liaison. Summary and sign off. 1 minute.
Voilà.
That's our whistle stop tour of the GCSE French conversation. Remember the key takeaways. Be spontaneous and interactive. Use the tense opinion justification structure to build your answers. And aim for sophistication with complex phrases. Practice these techniques and you'll be well on your way to achieving top marks.
Merci de nous avoir écoutés et bonne chance pour vos examens.
Sound of upbeat outro music that fades out.